Minneapolis residents love to obsess and scold outsiders on what the border is of Uptown. As someone who has been a part of online conversations for, 22 years in this community, and has covered news for that long, it does delight me to see different generations discover the same old stories and arguments that we've been talking about for 20 years. They bring a new perspective to the same thing. Sometimes in life, and often in news or in talk radio, you have to play the hits. And so if you're running KDWB, you know what the hits are. You're going to play your Sabrina Carpenter over and over and over. If you're running a newsroom or a talk station, you're going to play the, you know, why is Uptown south of downtown anyway? I mean, it's not even up. What's the deal? I'm going to do that. Did I do a good question 20 years ago, talking to a local historian, trying to get the story as to why Uptown is really down? And why is, you know, it's like, who cares? But it's fun. It's fun stuff. So in the Minnesota Star Tribune today, headline, nobody can agree on where Uptown starts and ends. Is there a true definition? Various sources yield everything from maximalist expanses to tightly bound between Westlake Street and Hennepin. So when I say Uptown, what do you think of? 651-461-9226. Do not say empty storefronts. That's not what we're doing. That's not the bit. What do you think of Dan Cook when
empty
I say
storefronts?
Crime, vandalism, carjacking. Like, all right.
Hello.
Like, I understand. Some of you have. It's like a Pavlovian response when I say Uptown Minneapolis.
I think Lagoon, Lake Street, Hennepin, that area.
Yes.
That's what I think of as Uptown.
Used to be Calhoun Square. Now it's Seven Corners.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. That is the main energy.
Yes.
But then if I said, what about Rectangle Pizza at Lindale and Lake?
Yeah. That counts.
Now, in Minneapolis, they would say, no, that's Lynn Lake. Technically, on a map of Minneapolis has like 56 neighborhoods.
But Uptown isn't officially a thing. Then.
Uptown is not a thing. It's
right.
Part of like...
So we can make it whatever we want.
Exactly. I assert that for Minneapolis residents, perhaps Uptown is a very tight... It's tighter than we outsiders would put it at.
Ah.
So if you don't live in Minneapolis, most of us... Not only do we not have the capacity to know the difference between, you know, Carrag and Kingfield and whatever, like we don't care. We don't care. We don't know. What most people know is downtown, uptown, north, northeast, and south. That's it.
Yeah.
Five sectors. And that, in my view, is how normal people define it. That's it. Now, do we need an interactive map? And I assume this is going to be a big Sunday story. They put this online.
I think
so,
yeah. Need, no, want, absolutely. Who doesn't like playing with an interactive map?
So the interactive map is kind of cool. So it guides you through these questions. And it is hilariously titled "Settle the Debate." Where is Uptown?
Of course, this settles nothing. But yes,
yeah, sorry. I have some bad news for you, Star Tribune. You're not going to settle the damn debate.
No.
And in fact, in 5 years, you're probably going to write this same dumb story again.
Why wait five?
So Westlake Street and Hennepin Avenue—that's the Seven Corners key. Is that Uptown?
Yeah.
Yes. How about Lindale and Lake? We said yes.
Yes.
What if you go to like where Rustica is, like the other side, Excelsior Boulevard? So it's by that Punch Pizza,
yeah.
Whole Foods.
No, that's not uptown.
That's no?
No.
What do you consider that?
That's...
Is it still Minneapolis?
I think it's technically still Minneapolis. So if you keep going west on Lake Street, mm-hmm. eventually that turns into County Road 25. Eventually that turns into Highway 7, which is... And I live right along that corridor there.
Right.
And there is, near my apartment complex, there's another smaller apartment complex that calls itself Uptown West.
Yeah.
So they certainly want to stretch it out that far. That to me is absurd.
You say no.
I say I don't think that's uptown. No.
Well, so how would you describe it? If you're a news reporter and you're like, there's been a killing in this area, what would you call it?
West of Bede-Mikaska.
Hmm.
I view. Okay. So if you're on that Lake Street kind of corridor there,
yeah.
And you go, you know, Bede-Mikaska on the right, you're headed towards uptown. It's that intersection there, that one that goes around what that would be the east side of the lake.
Yeah.
To me, everything east of there, now you're getting into uptown. But west of there, no. Like, you, I mean, would you call Bede-Mikaska in uptown?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't, but.
Well, it's either uptown or South Minneapolis. Under my rubric, where you only have five neighborhoods, I would say that part of town, I think we had the developer on of that sort of triangle-shaped
mm-hmm.
apartment building.
Yeah.
And they were trying to give it like a micro West Lake or something.
Sure.
They were trying to give it its own, because they don't want the baggage.
Right.
But I think it's uptown.
Okay.
Because you're walking distance to like Lake and Irving, and yeah. It's uptown.
But what if you're in walking distance... Two walking distance.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you just
I get it. Yeah. You have to draw a line somewhere. Now, yeah. What about like Lowry Hill? So you get up to like the, what's the ice cream shop over there?
The ice cream shop on Lowry Hill?
Yeah, I think they call it Lowry Hill ice cream. No, it's the one that has like the Minneapolis pothole flavor ice cream. It is Sebastian Joe's. This is how I identify it.
Yeah.
These are my...
Where are the restaurants and food places?
But like Kowalski's, as you get away from the center of uptown, you've got like Kowalski's on Hennepin. Mm-hmm. Then you keep going, you get like the Sebastian Joe's where Patina used to be. That, to me, is Lowry Hill. But again, under my rubric of there are only five neighborhoods,
it's got to be uptown.
Once again, it's uptown. I think it's all uptown. Now, texture, this is a very good answer. Real uptown is a nose ring, a Scottish kilt, combat boots, listening to a punk band at the old Uptown Grill for free. That is, I think that aesthetic
spot
is coming.
On.
I think that aesthetic is coming back. The split of Lake Street to Lake Calhoun to 31st Street to 28th Street. So I think people who live in the city, and you live close enough to be, I think, sort of a similar approach to the city residents. It's, I think that's what it is. I don't know. Pretty fun stuff. Check it out at the Minnesota Star Tribune.com. We're right on the same thesis here that we all know where the heartbeat of it is.
It's just how far does that heart extend?
And how much do people want to be associated or not?
That's true.
I do think there's a lot of new energy down in that area. Thank goodness, because there are a lot of empty storefronts. There's mm-hmm. no question about it. But most of those are like national brands that honestly, I don't think it didn't really fit what you wanted in that neighborhood. But having all of it gone at the same time is bad. 4:49, when we come back, would you invite Dad to your bachelor party? We'll talk about that next.